This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة أو أبي سعيد شك الأعمش رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حديث نائي collection of Imam Ahmad, authentic chain of narration. And الأعمش رضي الله عنه, one of the تابعين, was not sure whether Abu Huraira or Abu Sa'id actually narrated the hadith, so it's actually, that's the wording of it. And the collection of Imam Ahmad doesn't take away from the authenticity of the hadith, because he's, whenever the, this is an issue of obviously mustalah, it's not really the point of this khatira, but whenever the tabi'i doesn't point out the person who told them the hadith, so they just jump to the Prophet alayhi salam, something called hadith mursal. Is something because there's a link that's missing. Now we have a high probability to believe that this person is truthful about what they're saying because a great imam of tabi'in. So we think he probably just forgot or wasn't sure. But that does take away from its authenticity. Meaning when we don't treat that hadith as authentically as we treat other ahadith, so it loses its degree of authenticity. It can be hasan if there's other ahadith that can support it, but on its own it won't be sahih. But when the tabi'i isn't sure, but gives you options, it continues to hold authenticity. Meaning, he's like, I know I heard it either from this person or that one. Then that still holds authenticity because the tabi'i actually remembers at least one of the two people. It's just a matter, and both of them obviously are thiqah, and we believe both of them, so the hadith continues to be sahih. This is an issue of mustalah, but that's just kind of a little pointer, as the hadith has this very specific aspect to it. And this hadith is the third one that I'm sharing about Ramadan. We'll probably share maybe 7 or 8 before the beginning of the month, as inshallah the Taraweeh, as far as we can tell, if nothing changes, will be Wednesday night. Our system will be inshallah similar to what we're doing right now. We will pray, we will make adhan, we'll make iqama, we'll pray isha, we'll give you a few minutes for sunnah, and then we will go 10 rak'ah of Taraweeh and 3 witr, or 12 of Taraweeh and 1 of witr, however you want to, they'll be divided, so you can make whatever intentions you want to do as you go along. You'll be reading inshallah juz' in a little bit with the intention of the khatma being on the 29th night inshallah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength and the life to do so. He says alayhi salam yaqulu inna lillahi, in this hadith is talking about Ramadan, the context of it is talking about Ramadan, even though he doesn't actually use the wording in the hadith, but the context of it is Ramadan. He would say alayhi salam inna lillahi عتقاء في كل يوم وليلة لكل عبد منهم دعوة مستجابة. So you say عليه الصلاة والسلام, indeed Allah, for every day and every night within Ramadan, there are people who are going to be granted the gift of freedom of punishment, of عتق من النار. What's important to know about this concept of عتق من النار, it only exists in two spots within our deen. Like, it's only talked about in two context, the day of Arafah and Ramadan. That's it. You don't find the Prophet ﷺ talking about this outside of those 2 days or those 2 periods. The day of Arafah, which is obviously the best day of the year, but then in Ramadan. Outside of those 2, we don't hear about it. So it's a very specific thing, it's context specific, and it's offered within certain periods of time. That's why it's important to acknowledge, because Ramadan brings the possibility of you being stamped as someone who would never be punished, never be subjected to Jahannam. You won't hear it, you won't see it, you won't smell it, you won't be there when it's paraded. You're not a part of it, you don't even know that, you're not aware of its existence altogether aside from your belief in it today. You're not a part of that. And that is something, that is the most valuable, that's the most valuable thing by far that you can be offered to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that will be more valuable to you than the fact that you are declared as someone who will never be subject to the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu grant us atq min an-nar. But he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that every night and every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses a group of people and he grants them freedom of punishment. Now what you need to do is imagine, who is he going to choose? Is it random? Is it a lottery type of issue? Or is it going to be based on merit? If it's going to be based on merit, that means within Ramadan you are in competition with millions of other people who are trying to bring their A game, show the best they've got. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses them to be amongst those who are granted freedom of punishment. So in Ramadan, it's important that you push yourself and that you try your best and that you stretch your limits as much as possible to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your seriousness, your commitment and your desire in what he has, which is the ability and the gift of freedom of punishment. And he would add alayhi salatu wasalam to that. He would say, لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مِّنْهُمْ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَ. Every servant amongst them who he offers subhanahu wa ta'ala freedom of punishment is given a free dua. Free, meaning no customs, no obstacles, nothing. It just goes from your mouth right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's accepted. Accepted doesn't mean you're going to get exactly what you want when you want, as I've explained many times. It just means that it's going to be responded to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject it. It will not be neglected. It's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find the barakah of that dua. And it's a beautiful thing. If you, because you never know. That's why if you, it happens every night in Ramadan, and with it comes this bonus extra piece of the package, which is a free dua, then you, yani, it only makes you push yourself harder. Every night you're trying your best. Maybe tonight is the night. Inshallah, tonight's the night. He grants me freedom, and then I get that dua and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salvation for myself and my family or whatever it is that I really need in my life that I would like to see. So, and that's the beauty of Ramadan, because it gives you that. You're always looking forward to it every single night, because you don't know. There's no, yani, no one, you don't get a text message saying that you're chosen tonight or anything. It's just, there's no way to know. So you just have to continue to commit yourself to 30 nights. That's why people at the end of Ramadan are sad, because they don't know. They don't know if this is something they were granted or not. And then they hope, inshallah, we live to the next Ramadan. So I try harder, because maybe I didn't try hard enough this year. I wasn't amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them this year. Ajma'een. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة أو أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنهما شك الأعمش قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن لله عتقاء من النار كل يوم وليلة لكل عبد منهم دعوة مستجابة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم